Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Friday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're at the concluding text of the opening section of the book of Ephesians. And we're at the concluding second week of working through Ephesians. This letter to the Ephesians, written from prison, where Paul is suffering for Christ, he is giving them the preeminence of Christ and the prominence of Christ in the church of Christ. And as he is describing this preeminent Christ and the prominence of Christ in the church, his constant refrain has been, in Christ, the blessings of the elect in Jesus Christ. That's been his refrain 28 times, in Christ in you, in the beloved. He keeps repeating it. Well, he concludes the way he started this section. He began with a doxological praise and a prayer of petition and thanksgiving. And that's exactly how he concludes this section. Let me read it for you. Ephesians 3:14. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant to you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in Christ Jesus and the church throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Well, he concludes with praise, and he concludes with a petition, a prayer, one of the 17 prayers of the Apostle Paul, and he concludes with a benediction that if you go to Briarwood, you know I use, I would say, about every 8th or 9th Sunday, because I love this benediction. You remember what I have said, that this is the blessings of the elect in Christ that's revealed in these opening 3 chapters? And that this phrase in Christ is constantly there, but it's there to show you the preeminence of Christ and the prominence of Christ in his blessed church, which is a church of diversity, ultimately united in Christ, so that what is shown to the world is our unity in Christ, as we have one Lord, we have one baptism, we have one Word, the Word of God, and we have one Spirit who indwells us. And so he has now said, I pray that my Father, we're back to the Trinity, just like that Trinitarian doxology in chapter 1, the Father from whom all these blessings has come is being praised through the power working in you, that is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of Christ is in you, then Christ is in you, and you're receiving wisdom, and you're rooted in Christ. You are grounded in love. Note those words of surety and security. Why is it we bear fruit? Because we got a root, and that root isn't any root. That root is in Christ, who is the vine that we're fastened to. And that we can know the love of Christ, a love that surpasses all knowledge, and that we can be filled up to the fullness of God in the body of Christ. And then when he finishes, he gives this great and glorious benediction. Now to him. Who's the him? It's Christ. He is able to do far more abundantly than all that we could ask or think. That doesn't mean we don't ask. That doesn't mean we don't think. We do ask. That's called prayer. We do think. That's called a Christian mind. That's called a Christ-centered world and life view. But we've got a power that isn't limited to our prayers, and we've got a wisdom that isn't limited to our thinking. We have a Savior with the power of the Spirit of God that brings a power that's at work within us that is beyond what we could ask or think. And not only that, that will bring glory to Christ in the church. Glory to Christ, the preeminence of Christ, and glory to the church. To him be the glory in the church, the prominence of Christ in the church. That's another slice of fresh bread. Be sure and be with God's people this Lord's Day. Gather and give praise to the preeminent Christ, the prominent in his church. Praise to the Father in the preeminence of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.